Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the PHNX Suns podcast. It's a little different because I'm the one hosting today, Saul Bookman, here with Lindsey Smith and Espo. And once again, just a reminder, we are presented by the DraftKings Sportsbook app, where if you place $1 on anybody to score a point in an NBA game, you will get $100 in free bets just like that. How are we doing today, people?
I'm doing pretty good.
I'm uncomfortable. You're hosting. This is a new one. We've done this 2 months, and this is a first. I'm slightly uncomfortable right now.
I have a smidge of anxiety about what's to come.
Why?
Not that you can handle it. It's just I feel like you got something up your sleeve.
I've hosted shows before.
There's no doubt. Yeah. But you haven't hosted this one, nor have you ever gone, hey, guys, I got everything under control, which in and of itself is just a terrifying phrase from one Saul Bookman.
We'll let the audience judge whether they're more terrified of me running the host as host or more terrified of your voice today, because I don't know what is going on with you.
Which would you like? Would you like me to go this way?
It doesn't even sound like him.
If somebody
at all
tuned in right How now, they'd be you? Like, what? Who is that guy?
Yeah.
Filling in for Espo. It's whatever this guy
it's
is.
GE is what we call him.
I don't know what's going on with my voice, but hopefully it's not going away. That's what I'm most.
Oh, you like it?
No. I mean, like, I'm not on the road to losing my voice.
Oh,
because that's kind of a prerequisite to this whole job thing.
Did you wake up this morning and have that voice already?
I did.
What did your wife think?
She knows this is my when my voice is getting wonky. I sound like this voice. She just wants me to shut up in the morning because I talk too much. So
speaking of shutting up, I would really like it if the Luka lovers out there would shut the hell up when it comes to DA.
Ooh, Saul bringing that transition. That was like a CP3 crossover.
I was waiting there. You know, it's a 1 year anniversary of CP3 coming to the Suns. So
cheers.
You know, you just nutmeg the DA or the Luka lovers.
There you go. Let's talk about DA and Luka. And let's just kind of dive into why people feel the way they do about DA. We got into it a little bit last night on the post-game show, but it just seems like every time you turn around, it's either DA for Cat or we should have taken Luka. It's one of those two camps that it feels like 50% of this country is in. Where do you stand, Lindsey, on the DA love/hate/love/hate?
I'm team DA.
Why?
I mean,
I'm DA too. I just
why?
I was like, why?
No, defend yourself.
Expand.
Okay, so the whole DA Luka thing, like we went into this in our What Ifs podcast early on, and I just think at this point, like, if you're not over it at this point, you need some professional help. Okay, we literally went over this. Like, we wouldn't have Monty as our head coach. We wouldn't have made the finals last year. You could make the argument that maybe Devin wouldn't be happy or that he would want to leave. Like,
we wouldn't have CP3.
You wouldn't have Chris Paul. Who knows who our center could be? Clint Capella, maybe somebody. Who knows, right? Like, there's just so many. It's just like, come on, you guys. Like, let's just stop and be supportive of the pieces on this team that we do have. And it's not like DeAndre is an awful player.
No,
that's the thing that I feel like bothers me the most about this situation and all these conversations, is it's like, as a player and as a person, like, I like DA. I'm not mad that we have DA. Like, he fits into this system. Sure, you could ask for a little bit more from him and hopefully that will come, but like, can we just pump the brakes?
He's 22 as well, and Luka is a guy who has played since, I believe it's 14 professionally. I think that was the age he started professionally. So you're grading on a weird scale too. I mean, DA didn't start playing basketball till he was a teenager. Luka was a professional at that point. That bothers me. It's the sliding scale of, oh, well, DA needs to dunk the ball more often. He does that. Well, DA needs to prove it in the playoffs. He does that. Well, DA needs to X, Y, and Z. Like, it just it's a constantly a moving barometer on what success for DeAndre Ayton is. And to me, and I've said this from the beginning, this is the 1984 draft, right? Mm-hmm. This is Hakeem goes one, and DA may never reach Hakeem levels, but I just mean a very, very good talent at one, and a guy who may be generational. And I know he didn't technically go three, but you traded the third pick for Luka. So, you know, a guy in Luka that may be generational there. And then you've got guys like Trae Young who are going to be very good for a very long time, just like you had Barkley in that draft. So, like, the only people that should be pissed off about what happened in that draft in the top half are Sacramento Kings fans. You're not even playing the guy you took number two. It's very much like Portland and Sam Bowie. Guy gets injured, doesn't have much of a career there. That's a team that could be angry. But I don't understand the visceral reaction in Phoenix to this still to this day.
You know, the funny thing is when we look back and we think about the hype going into that draft, DA or Luka, at least around here, it was DA or Luka for the most part. You had a little bit of the Bagley sprinklers in there, but most of the consensus was DA or Luka. And it to me, it's almost that same thing, the theory of the backup quarterback, right? Luka has played overseas for so long and at a professional level, but overseas professional level is not the same as the NBA. It just isn't. Ricky Rubio played professionally overseas for quite a while. You would never have taken Ricky Rubio over DA in this draft as young prospects. So I feel like the ones that thought, oh, okay, Luka is the next best thing, they just got lucky on this one, because there's been other prospects that have come out and got drafted that high that did not pan out. And so when you're talking about DA versus Luka, okay, so you got lucky and you thought it was going to be Luka, and it is Luka. Like, so what? Luka's playing at an insanely high level from the jump of his career, but like, he has the ball in his hands just about 90% of the time, and it's a little easier for him to do the things that he needs to do when your offense is not built around you, I should say. From the jump, it's always been built around Devin Booker. It's a little bit more difficult for you to put those points up the way Luka is.
Well, when your head coach even says, basically, you're the fourth option because Booker, CP3, then he talks about McHale and wanting McHale to be the third option on offense. Mm-hmm. When you are the fourth option at best on your offense and you still are getting double doubles and getting the dirty work to get those points, I won't poo-poo on the people that wanted Luka, you know, that said that, because obviously they saw something and they were correct in it. Yes.
And that's cool.
Yeah.
They're both good players.
It's okay for both of them to be good players too.
The problem is a lot of people that wanted Luka over DA so badly want the attention for saying that they were right in that, that I think it's created this kind of weird, everything's got to be negative about DA because, well, we were right on Luka, and DA hasn't changed every last aspect of everything in Phoenix. It's like, yeah, but who's made it further in the playoffs?
Well, I mean, the other conversation, I'll ask you this, Lindsay, is it more that people wanted Luka because of his stardom and how he has just completely exploded since the beginning of his career? Or, and they're losing sight of the fact that maybe DA was just a better fit in terms of the structure of the future of the Suns, or vice versa.
I think it was just personal opinion. I think with basketball, just sports in general, I kind of feel like opinions of a player sometimes weigh more than the overall big picture. And I'm not, that's not like a jab or anything. That's, I think, kind of human nature to an extent. But I think if you, and the other thing is the receipts factor, right? Like, if you put on Twitter that you want Luka over DA number one, and then it doesn't happen, you have to back up kind of why you wanted Luka, and you have to kind of prove yourself that like, oh, see, me saying this wasn't the wrong choice. And it goes both ways. I don't know that the stardom thing kind of really played into it too much, but maybe because, I mean, he would have put Phoenix on the map more so than it is now.
That's what I'm saying, is like for a city, for you know, at
times. It would have done a lot for us as a basketball city.
At times, yeah. So desperate for national attention, I think having a Luka in the fold definitely didn't hurt. And no, I think it kind of reaffirmed people's, you know, passions that we should have drafted Luka, so that way we would be more on the national stage like the Dallas Mavericks apparently are, more than the defending Western Conference champions, which is silly.
That leads me to believe it wouldn't have mattered. Phoenix is the issue, not I don't think even with Luka that Phoenix and the perception would have changed. I think some of that perception from media, from national, has to do with a gentleman who's under investigation by the NBA right now. I mean,
I don't think you're wrong about that, Espo. I think a lot of it stems back to that, and just people, goes back to the opinions thing, right? Mm-hmm. People have opinions, and then it sways the way that you move forward in all different areas of life. And that's an opinion that a lot of people hold, and probably a reason why coverage is the way it is.
Well, I mean, even fellow board of governors don't have expressed disdain or dislike for Robert Sarver. So I think that plays in a factor. If the league even has a stigma against a guy, their broadcast partners may feel a certain way too. Like, I don't think Luka would have fundamentally changed the way that Phoenix basketball is covered, especially you're making up for a decade of shit. All right. And that does not happen overnight, even if Luka had been dropped in here. I mean, Devin Booker didn't get respect, and he was doing otherworldly things in his first five seasons. They go to the Western Conference or they go to the finals, they win the West
and there's
last year.
Still conversation about whether or not we deserve that attention.
Oh, well, people are like, well, you didn't deserve it. Injuries, blah, blah. And it's like, no, they won the West. They went to the finals. Like, put some respect on the damn name. They have the longest win streak in the NBA and their longest win streak since 2010. They're still not getting necessarily all that respect. I don't think fundamentally it would have changed if you drafted Luka in that case. You would have had more of international attention. I'll give you that. But Slovenians already love the Suns because it's Goran's time. So I don't think that's another thing. It's not like you're getting a guy like Yao Ming and getting a China fan base. You're getting a guy from a place that has, I believe, 2 million people there as well. So your international impact isn't huge with that. To me, it's okay to say Luka is a great player and a potentially a generational talent, and still say, and DA is very good, and I'm happy with what the Suns did because they've had success. And I'm not sure if you take DA or if you take Luka, and again, this is all thought experiment because we don't know, but do you take Mikal Bridges? Do you trade up to take Mikal Bridges at 10? What does any of this look like at that point? You don't know. And it's not as if I'd rather have right now the Suns' future than Dallas's future.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that. Mm-hmm. That's kind of a no-brainer for me. That's an interesting point. I never really thought about the ownership impact of this and the perception from those outside in terms of, you know, just being on the national stage or getting the love that the Suns probably deserve at this point, or they definitely do deserve. I just have never thought about that. That's very interesting.
Well, because a lot of it is relationship building, right? Like, this is pure speculation. I don't know anything, but like, it's not like Mark Cuban is the best owner in the NBA or, you know, whatever. Like, there's a lot of reports out there that he makes all the basketball decisions, and sometimes he makes decisions that shouldn't be made and goes over people's heads and things like that. So it's not like he is the perfect NBA owner, but who knows what his relationships look like with other entities, people who are covering the team and vice versa here in Phoenix. Like, those things come into play majorly in situations like this. If you have bad blood with somebody who runs ESPN or whatever it may be, like, you're not going to get the same amount of coverage as somebody who may be like best buds with that person.
Well,
you know,
you got to take it. Dallas obviously has its own organizational issues too.
Totally.
The league did an investigation there.
Sure. Entire, no. like league doesn't have some sort of issue.
But you got to keep in mind that Mark Cuban and Shark Tank made a whole hell of a lot of money for ABC and Disney over the years.
Yeah, that's true.
And he's also like publicly, at least, seemingly a likable guy, right? Like he's on,
sure,
he does TikTok dances with his kids, you know what I mean? Like he's fun on Shark Tank, like,
and he's
he
he's
goes
very,
on podcasts, he's active, got a lot side, of
for sure,
he's got a lot of charisma and a lot of people are attracted to that.
That's very, I mean, very interesting points. I never even thought that we would go down that road when we were talking about DA and Luca. And here we are. That's pretty dope. That's pretty cool. That's why we do this podcast is because you guys bring up points like that.
Are you going to bring up the cat discussion at all?
Sure.
I just have one thing to say about
it. Sure, let's go. Let's do it.
I guess I'm just trying. Maybe you guys can shed some light on this for me because I've never really understood why we have the conversations around potential trades that have really no weight to them, right? Like we don't know what's going on in the front offices of those two teams. We don't even know if Cat would want to come here. Like he
Devin would want Cat.
Right. So I'm trying to understand like why do we have those conversations? Because I feel like they hurt more than they help.
It's all in the land of make believe. It's all it is. You know, it's more.
Is it just like wishful thinking?
It's like window shopping.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's you think something is better on the other side than it really might be, you know,
because I totally understand the conversation between Cat and DA, like on both sides, right? Like you can say DA has more, he brings more defensively, Cat brings more offensively, maybe Cat could get better defensively in Monty Williams
and he
system.
Has this year, yeah.
And it's just, but to me, it's like, would Cat even want to leave? Or does Cat go the route of like a Giannis and be like, I want to win with the team that chose me, the same way Devin has stated, I want to win with the team that chose.
It's more of the fact that, first of all, the Booker Cat thing is the thing that really sparked all this, right? Oh, they were together at Kentucky. That must mean they love each other. And that must mean that they want to hang out all the time. And that must mean that they want to play together, especially on the heels of all these teams and all these other players that are trying to, you know, like do what LeBron did and play with their boys and stuff like that. Like, I can see how you want it. And then also, it doesn't help when, you know, Devin Booker did say he would love to build a super team here. So then you immediately start thinking like, oh, who would that be? It's Cat. It's got to be Cat. Cat's got to be one of those guys because he's on a shitty team and he probably wants out because he's on that shitty team. But like Devin Booker, I think Cat's kind of largely in this role as well. Devin Booker never once blinked at the fact that he did not want to leave Phoenix ever, right? He's never said that publicly that he wanted to leave Phoenix.
There weren't even rumors.
Not even rumors.
No, that was happening.
Cat has said the same exact things about Minnesota. He doesn't want to leave Minnesota, and so I don't understand why people still persistently try to go down that road. Go ahead.
It's because people want to think they're smarter than the guys and the gals in the room where it happens. Right? They want to sit there and look. We in part have jobs because this happens and speculation is a thing that people enjoy. But people want to act as if every team is a fantasy team and I can make this team better in X amount of moves,
yeah.
You know, and this is the way they would be better. So you mix what we just talked about with the DA frustration that his name isn't Luca, and then the desire to tinker and act like you know how to build a better team than James Jones. I mean, maybe you know how to build a better team than Lance Blanks. I mean, that doesn't take much. But, you know, James Jones obviously proving he knows how to build a team. So people are like, oh, well, I could do better. And swapping DA for Karl Anthony Towns, I mean, it makes sense. You go to the Booker, the lazy Booker tied to things and the, oh, well, Cat's probably the next big guy to be frustrated with what he's doing. And well, we got a big here that we're frustrated with, you know, it's just a lot of loose ties that people try to pull together and go, look, I'm smarter than the people that know, you know?
Well, and I'm not trying to be up on like my high horse, like, oh, I don't do that.
No,
you know
we
what
all
I mean?
Do.
Like I completely understand the desire to want to have those conversations. I just think sometimes it gets a little too heated, maybe, to where you're like legitimately fighting with each other or with people on the internet. And it's like, that to me is like, that takes the fun out of it.
It's also like we were having these conversations in year one for DA. You know what I mean? Like, you haven't even given this guy an opportunity to develop or learn a system. And then he's had to learn two systems in his first 2 years. And then, you know, obviously Monty has brought him a certain way. So has CP3. People just didn't want to give DA a chance. And that's the frustrating part for me is that nobody wanted to give him a chance. And he has definitely improved from year one to now year four, especially defensively. And I would even say offensively, he knows what his role is. He plays it at a very high level. And people just, they want the dominant superstar. That's what they thought they were going to get in DA. DA hasn't delivered on that aspect of things, but he has defensively. He finally came through defensively, yeah. One of the dominant bigs in the game, and it still isn't good enough for people. DA, I would argue DA, understanding his role on this team is just as valuable, if not more valuable, than what Cat does for Minnesota.
I agree, but defense isn't sexy to a lot of people. And I hate to put it that way, but that's really what it is. People don't pay for a basketball ticket or for league pass or any of these things to watch defense. They just don't. And that's why he's not getting the praise for that. And some people just fundamentally believe that Karl Anthony Towns, where he is higher than the ceiling that DeAndre Ayton will ever reach.
DA's defense got him all the way to the NBA championship, and people will still try to throw that under the rug, and I just will never understand.
I mean, there is a balance in the NBA right now, in today's NBA, of like how much defense wins championships and how much offense. Like, there's a sweet spot in there, but you do still need defense.
I mean, Suns fans have always undervalued defense because they've never really seen it played well.
For sure.
So you undervalue that as a fan base for years because offense has been what you've been known for. But you need that defense. There's a reason they made the finals. It was because they played unbelievable defense anchored by DeAndre Ayton in most cases. And his offense, I hate how we act like he's some guy that can't play offense, like he's Pat Burke or something from back in the day, or Garrett Seiler. Like, the dude can play offense too. He doesn't step out and jack threes like some big men, but he still can drop 25 on you in the playoffs in a regular season game, whatever the case may be. It's not like he's a slouch offensively either.
I have DA as prior to his injury, I still do have him on the DraftKings Sportsbook app as a plus 4,000 to win Defensive Player of the Year. And I hope he picks it up this second half, or actually the rest of the season, and gives me my money, because I really want that money. if you haven't used the DraftKings Sportsbook app, you should definitely do that. Today, they have a pretty cool bet where you could just pick the highest scoring team, who you think is going to be the highest scoring team of today's set of NBA games is. And right now, the 76ers are at a plus 1,200. I love anything over plus 1,000, so I put $25 on that, and I hope I win. I probably won't, but I hope I do.
You realize they have no Joel Embiid.
Yeah, I don't care.
You know, you've got Ben Simmons on a wanderlust, whatever it is.
Well, if you think that I was picking the 76ers because Ben Simmons was going to score, I got another thing coming.
I feel so bad for that whole situation. That's a bummer.
It's pretty ugly.
Did you see that? The Warriors, you can actually get them plus 3 tonight against the Nets. I'm like, any chance you can get plus on the Warriors, I'm taking that.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, the way they've been playing.
Especially at home. Especially at home.
Yeah.
They've been awesome. They've been amazing. What tomorrow's game, Mavs, Suns. I think the Suns are favored by 3.5.
I believe that's where we're sitting right now.
What are you feeling right now about that?
I think, look, I'm on a bit of a heater. We've talked
about
this. You
are on a bit of a heater.
I think the Suns lose tomorrow, win Friday. Ooh. I think they split this.
That wouldn't surprise me. Like they talked about on the broadcast last night, as far as the Timberwolves side of things, coaches have said notoriously the first game back home after a road trip, your team just doesn't play as well. So that wouldn't surprise me if they lost
tomorrow.
But it was
only a two-game road trip. That's the thing I kind of laughed about. Was it three?
Yeah,
it was three.
Grizzlies, Rockets, Timberwolves.
And it was a weird travel pattern.
It was only two for me because I missed Sunday.
Yeah.
Weird travel pattern, too, when you have to go Memphis, Houston, then up to Minnesota, and then back to Phoenix. Like, And it's a mental thing too. I don't think it's always about the miles traveled either. So I just have a feeling Wednesday against the Mavs is a loss, but Friday against the Mavs, which again, weird freaking scheduling.
Totally.
Wednesday against the Mavs at home on ESPN at 8 o'clock. Friday against the Mavs at home on ESPN at 8 o'clock. Just bizarre scheduling, but I think Wednesday is a loss. I'd take Dallas and the points, and then Friday I'd take the Suns.
For sure. New customers who bet just $1 on either team to score can win $100 in free bets when a team scores just by using promo code PHNX. As a reminder, 21 and over, Arizona only, gambling problem, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. New customers only, eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook. For details. Lindsay just learned that Adele and Rich Paul are dating, and it's blowing me away. And that's a perfect segue into our next game.
Can I ask how Oprah freaking interviewed him? How did you meet? Like, this has been well known. She's been courtside with Rich Paul at Lakers games.
She was here courtside for the NBA Finals.
I knew she was here, but I didn't know that was the reason. Okay.
I didn't realize Adele became such a huge Phoenix Suns fan.
Let me be honest, okay? The first half of 2021, I was living under a rock. Like, straight up, I went into hibernation, okay?
You're like, stuck in a transformation center.
If it wasn't on TikTok, I was not paying attention to it.
They sealed off the transformation center and forgot to let you out.
Of TikTok.
But you didn't watch you just literally, you lived on TikTok for like 6 months.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I believe it.
How do we hire her? Like, she just watched TikTok for 6 months.
I mean,
is that's the prerequisite?
It was a Espo, reset to get ready for this. Sure.
I got to say this. I think you're the odd man out on this one because I have lived on TikTok for a while too.
You will not meet a single person who genuinely enjoys TikTok that won't tell you, oh yeah, I got to be careful because before you know it, I'll be 2 hours in scrolling through TikTok.
For Look, sure.
Because it's that great. The algorithm is just good.
You guys got me starting on the TikTok adventure, so
there you go.
Just wait.
I haven't dropped the TikTok yet, but I'm soon watching enough. I'm lurking
soon enough. We're actually gonna start our brand TikTok here at the beginning of January, so that'll be interesting.
I did not mean to interrupt your game. I just, that blew me away. That she had no clue.
No, I literally saw it on my timeline right before we started watching the or recording the show, and I was like, wait.
Yeah.
Wait just a minute.
Oh my goodness.
The other thing is I thought Adele just got divorced pretty recently, but I guess maybe it was a little bit farther
it's
back.
Been a long time.
Does that stop anybody from dating real quick?
No, like, but I guess I just
some people do it before they're divorced.
Yeah, you know? I just assume, I don't know. It blew my mind. I was not prepared for that.
That's crazy.
Some people get divorced because they start dating. Okay, it is a weird pair. I'll say that for it.
It is. I did not think that was going to be on the bingo card this year for sure.
Mm-mm.
Well, you know, we were talking yesterday about Lindsay and her Instagram before Espo basically called me a creep for looking at your Instagram, which I thought was weird. So
totally
I did a deep dive into your Instagram, Lindsay.
That's
and
even creepier.
I want to play a game called Lindsay or Kid Cudi, because Kid Cudi is one of my favorite artists. And this game is specifically designed for Espo. Lindsay, you're going to give me your thoughts after Espo answers, but I'm going to give you a caption of something that is on Lindsay's Instagram, and Espo has to tell me whether or not that's her or if that's, let's just call him a rapper if you don't know who Kid Cudi is.
Let me answer this like a Jeopardy.
Don't poo-poo on the game, Espo.
What are
I don't
two things
shit.
Espo knows nothing about?
It doesn't matter.
Kid, whatever, matter. And Lindsay's Instagram.
You know who Lindsay is, so you could tell me if you think
we're about to find out if I actually know who Lindsay is.
I think you're going to feel miserably at this
point. All right, really let's go.
So the first caption, Mojo So Dope.
That's not Lindsay. That's Kid Cudi.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Gets a good start.
One. He gets a plus one. All right. Late Nights.
That's Lindsay.
Oh, look at that.
All right, Espo, you're on a roll. I was not expecting this.
Pursuit of Happiness.
Kid Cudi.
Oh, look at this guy. One More Sleep.
Lindsay talking about basketball season.
You think I'm a creep on your Instagram?
Maybe Espo was just being
undercover about this, huh?
No, this is just easier than I thought it would be.
Give me all the sneakers.
Ooh.
That's a tough one.
Ooh, Lindsay.
Lindsay?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I feel like I would have said that for sure.
Very good. Off With Your Head.
Lindy did go through a dark time recently, but I'm going to go Kid Cudi.
You?
I would say that too, but I don't think I have. Shoot.
This is going to be weird if I get it right.
So you think it's you? And you think
I think it's Kid Cudi.
It is definitely Lindsay.
Whoa.
Yes.
All right.
Well, tequila remind shots. Me not to piss her off.
Tequila
both.
No, it depends on how far Kid back Cudi. You went.
Kid Cudi.
Okay. You?
I'm going to say Kid Cudi.
It was Kid Cudi. Wow. Espo, you fucking killed that. Man. You see, you act like you never look at Lindsay's Instagram.
No, you just think you're smarter than me sometimes, and that wasn't as tough as it sounded.
So you only missed one?
He only missed one. He missed one. That's all he missed.
Think about this. 5 out of 7 days a week for 2 months, I've sat in a room with Lindsay and talked with her, heard what she talks about, have heard what she said.
I actually thought it was more that the Kid Cudi ones were a little bit more obvious than I wanted them to be. So maybe
not like,
because I know you don't know who Kid Cudi is.
I do.
Do you?
I rock with Kid Cudi on my way home.
No, you do.
I do.
Earlier you just said Kid whatever his name is. Yeah,
that was a front. So yeah. Saul thought he was going to get me with his game.
Okay.
All right. Well done. That's all I have.
He thought that was going to be some huge success at making fun of Espo.
Yeah.
And it was not.
No. If you want to make fun of Espo, just go look at my Instagram from yesterday. You'll laugh your ass
off. Or look at anything I post. It's not that tough to make fun of me.
As a reminder, please go to gophnx.com. Gerald's got some great stuff on there. In addition to all the merch that we have, and the sale does end for members tomorrow. So buy one, get one free on any Suns merch that we have in stock. So please go there and check it out. Also, make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel, and also subscribe if you haven't already to this channel, wherever you're listening to this podcast on. We'd greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, leave that 5-star review. You don't have to say anything nice. You can insult us in the written part. Just leave the 5 stars. That's the that's the important thing. Don't forget that. And apparently it's not smash the like button on YouTube. It's smash the subscribe button.
I mean, or both.
I got that wrong. You could do both.
You could.
I mean, the subscribe helps us a little bit more, but I had an old man moment earlier on Twitter.
Hey, Saul made fun of me the other day because I said YouTube. What is it? What did I say? YouTube page instead of YouTube channel?
Yeah.
It's a page too.
It's not a page.
Look.
It's not a page.
Has it ever been called a YouTube page, or has it always been a YouTube channel?
It's always a YouTube channel.
Yeah, I guess I'm old on that one.
Because we stream through a channel. It's not like a page.
You know what's sad is my 5-year-old daughter, who watches things on her tablet, knows how to better promote a YouTube channel than I do.
My niece is the same way.
She acts like life is one giant YouTube channel. Like,
true.
Hit that subscribe button and click like.
If you're having fun, be sure to leave a thumbs up.
Yeah, exactly. That kind of stuff all the time. I'm like, daddy's paid to do that.
That's exactly how you guys should sound when you guys are trying to promote it. Where is this going?
Click that subscribe button and do the likes thing too. Hey.
Clip that, producer Jacob, who's over there on the side. Clip that. We're going to run that back over and over again. We might just dub it into every freaking podcast.
I'm with me.
That'd be awesome. So
whatever it takes.
Also, tomorrow's pregame show, we will have Mega Ran. If you don't know him, he has he has his own YouTube channel
and a page,
and he is fantastic when it comes to hip hop. And he has a lot of songs. And rumor has it he's going to produce one for us as well. He'll be on the show for the pregame tomorrow, so please join us for that. It should be pretty fun.
Yeah, that'll be at 7:30 p.m. because it is a
damn you ESPN.
Now, like those 8 p.m. games give me insight into what it's like being on the East Coast and trying to watch basketball, and I could never.
In my younger days, I used to think I'd love being on the East Coast because you could stay up late, you'd have games on. Like now, I'm like, shit, 8 o'clock.
We're not going live till
11:30. What is this shit?
I know. Just imagine if we were on the West Coast, like if we're in California right now. They're an hour behind us.
That's a 9.
So, like, that would be a 7 o'clock game normally, so 6:30 pregame. But the games on the East Coast that start at, like, 4:30 or 5:30 would be, like, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. How phenomenal would that be?
That's some terrible math, Saul. They don't start games on the East Coast at 5, where it'd be 2 on the West. They start at 7, so it'd be 4. Who's getting out of work at 4? That's a pain in the ass.
You're missing the point, Espo. That is your last hour of work.
Yeah.
Is watching the game.
I'd rather watch a game and just coast.
Yeah. spoken as somebody who has not worked in a non-sports corporate job in the last handful of years.
You just got to learn how to finesse it. Like, I can give you some tips, but you don't log onto the Wi-Fi. You use your own network. You bring in a different device.
Espo also acts like he hasn't been working from home before this job for like a year and a half. Like, he couldn't have it on in the background.
That's true. I mean, I actually took a week off for the Bubble Suns to just watch games. What was Lindsay doing at the Suns that she knows all these Wi-Fi hacks? Like,
no, I mean, when I was at the Suns, I was allowed to watch games. Like, yeah, we work in sports.
The Transformation Center had 24 screens. Why not use one of them?
Yeah, what else was I supposed to do in there all day?
Hey, some of the guys I worked with at the Suns were watching Netflix all day. So, you know. Whatever works for you.
I mean, I was watching Netflix at work when I was at Bally's.
I don't hate it. I don't think you should admit that. Why not?
What are they gonna do? Find me? I'm okay.
I mean, you're watching TikTok half the day here.
So. I mean, my job was literally social media, so I had to watch trends.
True, but here's the other side of that. Just as a whole, right? Like, there are a lot of people who work normal everyday jobs who could get their job done in 4 hours, but are still required to be there for 8. Yes. What else are you going to do?
Felt guilty, like I was stealing.
That's your problem.
No, that's the company's problem for not rewarding you for being a efficient worker and letting you go home. That's on y'all.
It's like Michael Scott in the office when he says, well, Jim's kind of lazy. You know, it'll take me 8 hours to do a job and it takes him 15 minutes. So what does he do with the rest of his time? I'm like, that means you're shitty at your job.
Well, mm-hmm. I have many problems, and that was one of them. All right.
Sometimes, Espo, I just want to tell you, hey, man, just let it go. Like, stop worrying about what everybody else is thinking. Just do what you want to do.
I'm not chill, dude.
It's hard, Espo. I feel you. I go back and forth on that all the time.
I'm an anxiety. You've sat next to me for how long now?
Just a ball.
I'm a ball of anxiety. Like, I feel you. But it's also how I've gotten a lot of places in life. So it's a double-edged sword.
This is true.
I don't think we're sitting in this room if I wasn't a ball of anxiety. So
Probably not. So
I'm sorry, everybody.
Shout out to Espo's anxiety.
Again, 7:30 pregame tomorrow. Please join us. It'll be fun. Mavs. Suns, DA, Luca, the whole nine yards. I almost forgot what to say right there.
Two times in 3 days. Get ready for a lot of bullshit.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. And then we have 5 games in 7 days starting Sunday, which is just
A Thanksgiving holiday in there. Next week is going to be heavy. Yeah,
it's going to be heavy. So
literally and figuratively.
For myself, this is Lindsay Smith. You can find her at Lindsay Smith AZ. And this is Espo at Espo. You can find me, Saul, at Saul_Bookman. The underscore is there because
my anxiety needs some place to live.
There you go. And it usually lives in the office right next to me. So we'll see you next time. Thanks for joining us. Bye-bye.